Georgofsky, Sam Nation live on Talk Radio 790 KABC, 1-800-222-5222. sam@samnation.com is the email. Happy Monday. A lot has happened since we've last spoken. Now, I remember probably about 15, maybe 18 years ago, I was in Prague and I had been invited to the U.S. Embassy for a 4th of July celebration. So I'm abroad, I'm in a foreign country, and I'm there amongst other Americans, and Bruce Springsteen, The Bus, comes on, Born in the USA. It wasn't even the anthem. It was Born in the USA. And my heart just swelled with pride. I mean, here I'm on foreign soil, and in a country that is my parents and my second home, and I'm listening to Bruce Springsteen. And I'm overcome by strong emotion, by patriotism, love of country. And so it's with that in mind, look, the Sunday game was in London. It's in England. Baltimore Ravens, Jacksonville Jaguars, they're out there and they're taking a knee during the anthem. I want to first get into the politics of this because I think that's where a lot of effort and energy has been wasted today. Just wasted. Okay, this is great for Trump and terrible for the NFL, period. Do not let anybody tell you otherwise on this. Why? Okay, Trump has done what every great politician needs to do, must do. One, He's tapped into something that is far more universal than the inside the beltway, inside the bubble people think. If you poll Americans, and you did it a week ago, and said, what do you think about the flag, the anthem, patriotism, all of that? There is overwhelming positive thoughts for all of that stuff that falls under the patriotism banner. And it's non-political. That's the thing about this. You can criticize a politician. You can criticize a political event. But you love America. I mean, that is universally true. It's who we are. It's universally accepted and true. But there is a faction within the Democratic Party. There is a part of the left, and it is part of the extreme left. This whole Black Lives Matter, you know, basically thug terrorists, in many cases, who are convinced, whose platform it is that America's evil, America's racist, America is a horrible place, and basically F this country. That's their shtick. And if you're a politician like Trump is, what do you want to do with your opponents? What do you want to do with the opposition? You want to paint them with a brush from their most extreme elements. This is what clever politicians do. Now, I can't sit here and tell you with certainty that Trump did this by design. I don't know. Maybe he just winged it. I mean, he was up there at the rally. He's in Alabama. He's riffing. I don't know. Maybe it just flew out of nowhere with no thought to where it would lead. But that doesn't matter. What matters is it's done. It's in the can. And the effect of it has been, will be, and I promise you that everybody jumped on this. And everybody's all in, and everybody's, you know, doubling down on Trump. And they're forgetting that by doing that, what's the issue? Kneeling during the anthem. Kneeling during the anthem when there are pictures all over the internet of crippled veterans who can barely stand, who can barely breathe, and they are standing for the anthem. You do not want to be the party that is against that. This is the anthem. It is not the theme song to The Apprentice. It's not Hail to the Chief. It's not Rah, Rah, Trump. It's the national effing anthem. I don't know what I feel like looking at the news today and listening to all the pontificators out there. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't get it. And I will tell you that I'm absolutely convinced, every bit of me, that this is an absolute loser for the opposition. And the fact that the NFL has made its bed with the opposition, that they have doubled down, that they're all in on this, is terrible. Because if you're the NFL, what do you want to do? You want to sell tickets. You need eyeballs watching TV. You need ratings. You don't need controversy. Not now. And I say not now because, yes, we're polarized. We're divided. All the nonsense I'm hearing, that's the only part of this that the media gets. Yes, to all of the above. Which is why people are tuning into the damn sports channel. Because they want to get away from it. And you dummies, you NFL losers, are taking away the one escape that America has to get away from politics. And you're putting politics back on the field, back on TV. You're making it, you're wrapping yourself up in this. Can you afford to lose half your viewers? Can you afford to lose half your fans? Because I'm not talking about half the country that voted for Trump. This isn't about Trump. It's not. They started this long before Trump. I feel like today part of the story is, well, Trump, you know, he really shouldn't have died. I'm thinking, did Trump start this? No. This nonsense started with Colin Kaepernick, about a little more than a year ago, when he decided to, you know, in solidarity with the BLM movement, Black Lives Matter, to take a knee during the anthem. And it was disrespectful then as much as it is now. The only difference is he's not alone now, and every dummy out there on the field is doing it, including today. Gosh damn it, America's team, the Cowboys. What is this world coming to? Jerry Jones, you see this? Just minutes ago, well, they didn't do it during the anthem, but they went out there before, and Jerry Jones got out on the field and took a knee with the whole team, locked arms. Why? It's not a winner. It's a total losing deal. And by the way, it's not a free speech argument. I'm going to get to that later, but just we're going to shelve the whole free speech argument for a minute down the road. But I'm going to tell you something. If you, any business, you sell widgets. You sell widgets. I don't care. It could be any product. And you have a sales department. And it means any customer facing department in the business. And every time, and you're a Trump supporter. You love Trump. Trump's your guy. And you end every sales call to the public that you do business with Go Trump 2020, or, you know, Make America Great Again, or any kind of political slogan. Go Hillary. It doesn't matter. Whatever the slogan is. Does any business do that? Does any business that you know of, is any business owner legitimately that insane? The answer is no. Of course not. I mean, you can't. No, in my business, I cannot afford to lose half my business. I can't do it. When it comes to work, when it comes to what it comes to my brand, I don't want any of that. And the greatest example of this I have, you know, do you remember Tim Tebow, right? I mean, he's the guy who was kneeling all the time. He's a Christian guy, you know, quarterback, and he's kneeling. And what did he want to do? Do you remember when he had those little black patches under his eye? And what did he put on? He put some biblical verses. And the league says, you can't do that. And why? And I'm the first to say that makes sense to me. You're on the field. You're there to represent the brand. So the NFL is absolutely within its rights to do this. I'm not going to dispute that for a minute. But I think it's insanity. They are going to lose big, big. But Trump politically has succeeded in putting his adversaries in a far left kooky corner. They're in the kooky corner. And what is that? That all of a sudden, everybody right now is defending Black Lives Matter. Everybody out there is defending disrespect to the national anthem. And while you in Santa Monica or you know, me over here in Orange County might be surrounded by some people that that don't care as much about this kind of stuff, trust me, an enormous amount of Americans do. And they are not okay with this. Now, the other thing I'll tell you here, it passed. So I always run these things by my wife. I always want to, because, well, you know, Sherry's not political. She's not a, and she's reasonable, grounded, all the things I'm not. So I had her, I always give her the test. I run things by her. Yeah, especially Trump stuff. So I said, you know, hey, so Trump's got a new controversy. This is over the weekend. I said, Trump's got a new controversy. And she rolled her eyes. She just rolled her eyes. And I said, well, she goes, well, what is it? What is it now? Type of thing. What did he do now? And I said, well, he actually gave a speech where he said that the NFL owners ought to fire players who don't stand for the national anthem. And she looked at me. Kind of puts her head back. She goes, what's controversial about that? Just like that. I promise you, there are other people just like her when you who are willing to look at anything that Trump does skeptically, with concern, with a raised eyebrow even, or worse, outspoken criticism. But the issue itself sells. The issue itself is very defensible. And when in politics you do something that requires no further explanation, right? That scenario that I just gave you, what I told my wife, is there any other explanation required? You have to couch it in it? You have to give additional detail? No, it's that simple. Show respect to this country. Show respect to our flag. Show respect to the men and women who have died, who've lost their limbs. Fighting for our country. This is ridiculous. So I'm looking at this. There is enormous political upside here for Trump. Now, substantively, let's talk about this for a second, because there's been a fair amount of criticism. Look, the First Amendment, is that what you've been hearing all day? Right? It's the First Amendment. It's the First Amendment. They are free to speak. Okay, the First Amendment. Lawyer talk. The First Amendment protects you from government interference with your right to speak. That's it. It is all about the government preventing you from expressing yourself. If I am running that widget company that I described, the place where I have people working the phones and the sales company, and I got a guy working for me, and he wants to end every phone call with Make America Great Again, or a political slogan, or a religious slogan, or anything like that. What happens? I can terminate him. I can fire him. This is not a free speech argument. The reason the players are doing what they're doing is because it's supported by the NFL. It's supported by the league. It's supported by the teams. So substantively, the argument, you know, Trump, what did Trump say? He goes, they ought to be fired. And people are saying, well, this is ridiculous. He's telling the owners to fire people. It's rhetorical. It's what he does. He says it's not even what Trump said. It's normal speech. It ought to happen. He's not writing an executive order. He's not directing that a commerce secretary send an order to the NFL to fire players that aren't being respectful. Of course, no. And if you've listened to the program, I have people assailing me on Twitter. Some of my thoughts as this has been unfolding. You don't listen to the show. If you listen to the show, you would know that I am 100% consistent when it comes to free speech. How many times have I said you got a right to burn the flag? You do. Now, I think it's abhorrent, but you've got that right. The government can't prevent you from doing it. But you know what? If you work for me, you burn the flag at the office. First of all, you know, you're insane because you're going to light the building on fire. But if you go out in the parking lot and light the flag on fire, I'm going to fire you. P- period. Your money is toast. And you know what? I pretty much can do that. Okay? That's how this rolls. Okay? Employment situations, you can pick and choose. So substantively, he's right. He's right on the, he's right on his gut check on this is 100% right, and that will bear out over time. And the other part of it, it's not a free speech deal. It's not a free speech argument. But wait till you hear some of the insane things people are saying. I got to take a quick time out. I promise I'll be back right after this with more NFL talk, straight talk, and love of country. Don't forget that. I love this country. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC, coming to you from the Sweet James Studios in an undisclosed location, deep behind the orange curtain. No, we're not on fire. The Canyon Fire, I can see it. I can see it from the studio. Was a touch worried if when I was pulling up, but no, it's up the hills from us here over in Anaheim, and it looks terrible. If you aren't in the area in the vicinity, when you get up close, even miles away from a fire, it still looks terrible. So, thoughts and prayers with everybody out there. Stay safe, and hope the brave firefighters can do their magic. The NFL is making a mistake of a lifetime. You know, I pose a question here because you do not want to be allied. You do not want to be on the side of anti-flag, anti-anthem, anti-USA hate. And that's what that's really what this is. And even if it isn't, even if it's these players being dopey and not really knowing what it is, they're getting political. And that's what it appears to be. So you don't want to be there, and they're there, and they're now doubling down on it because they got baited by Trump into making it into making this now a protest of Trump. It's not. If they were sitting down during Hail to the Chief, if they're sitting down due to you know, people, if they're turning the TVs off when Trump is talking, whatever it is, protest Trump, protest the president. But, you know, this is actually what bothers me inherently about leftists. You leftists out there, shame on you. For 8 years, when Obama was president, I suffered, okay? I suffered. It was pain in my gut from watching what that guy was doing to this country. But you know what I did? And you know how I looked at this together with virtually everybody that I know on the right? Our whole argument was, hey, we love this country. We love this country so much that we've got to save it from the socialist wacko. And that was our argument. But do you know what I see from you guys, from you leftists out there? It's sad. Actually, you know what they're saying? I'll tell you. They're basically, their argument is this country's racist. This country's awful. F this country. Because Trump is president. It's there's a logical leap there. I mean, but I really think that's going on. And by the way, this goes back to the original lie. The original lie, the myth of Ferguson. And I'm saying this as an attorney who has successfully fought police departments when cops screw up. I am telling you this as a lawyer who sat with families whose sons, daughters were killed by the police. So don't tell me, you know, that I don't understand and I don't get it. I saw the videos of Ferguson, and that was not what they're calling. That is a lie. The whole thing is a lie from start to finish. Hands up, don't shoot is a lie. Michael Brown was the aggressor that day. And you know what? You know how I know that? I'll tell you. You know how I know that? President Obama's own Justice Department didn't bring charges. So for all the rhetoric, all the BS from Obama, all the lip service, at the end of the day, when politically motivated lawyers looked at the facts, there was nothing there. Nothing. Now, does it happen? Of course it happens. And part of my practice deals with it. I know it happens. But it doesn't make this country inherently racist. It doesn't make this country a bad place. It doesn't make America not worthy of respect to her anthem. People died. People died to fight to end slavery. And it was this anthem that played. It was this anthem that played when the victors won that war. So these are things to think about, guys. It's not this whole argument, the whole BLM Black Lives Matter thing is such a load of crap. And if you were to listen to Kaepernick in his interviews and some of the things he says, he's just a total dummy. I mean, he's a dummy Fidel Castro lover and walking around with his Fidel shirts. You want to know an oppressive regime? go to Castro's Cuba. All right. I have more. Trust me. So you don't go anywhere. We got the news up next with John Wolf, Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, back behind the radio microphone here in the Sweet James Studios, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Phone number, if you'd like to reach me and talk to me, 1-800-222-5222. Operators are standing by. Sam@samnation.com is the email, and I'm standing by there. So, yeah, those emails go directly to me. So if you want to say something really foul to me, send it there. But I'm just warning you, I enjoy those emails. When you send me hate, well, people do that, by the way. I know you would never. But there are people out there who do. And might today. So at any rate, that's the email, sam@samnation.com. If you're jonesing, by the way, for a little bit of me when I'm not on the air, you gotta hit up my Twitter. It's actually me. So I don't, you know, I do not have some sort of a gnome or midget that I keep under the desk for, you know, twittering purposes. It's me. It's not a computer. It's not any AI or anything like that. So yeah, that's Sam Nation @SamNation, right, on Twitter. So check it out. Whew, this NFL thing. I don't know. You know, and I'm not even into sports. And you know what? This is not a sports issue. It is now a political issue. And it's and that's why it's bad for the NFL. Because we're not talking about the sport anymore. We're not talking about that player and what run he did and what great pass. Now, listen to my ignorance, right? I have no idea. They got the cone, right? The thing, the pointy ends, right? It's the ball of football. So football's going up and down the field. That's what we got to be talking about. Instead, there's a big political storm brewing over here, over this. It's very bad. What else is going on? I'll tell you. Enormously entertaining stupidity is on full display. Here's a great snippet from The View. I know. I went straight for the quality journalism here in the sound bites. But you've got The View. This is Sunny Hostin. Is that her name? I don't know. Hostin? Well, she claims that it's illegal to fire somebody for speech. Have a listen to this.
What is shocking to me, and of course he's advocating the firing of an employee for exercising his or her constitutional rights, which is illegal.
Say it again. Say that again, because it's important.
You
That's
cannot
Whoopi Goldberg.
Fire someone for exercising their constitutional rights. It's illegal.
Okay. The View. The den of knowledge in areas of constitutional law. You know what actually worries me is that there are people that watch that show and walk away from that thinking, yeah, it's illegal to do that. The Trump, how dare Trump do that? It's illegal. I mean, absurd. It's not. You don't. Again, the Bill of Rights gives you rights as respect to the government. The government cannot interfere with your right to speech. It's not, this isn't even a gray area. I'm just telling you, the law is settled on this. It is settled, and it's agreed upon by left and right wing justices, because the law is the law. There's no political reinterpretation of the Constitution. Well, now some crazy, you know, legal thinkers seem to think so. But, you know, you go, Alan Dershowitz is big, you know, he's a left wing guy. Very clear when it comes to free speech, when it comes to what is allowed and what isn't allowed. And here's, by the way, here's what's so funny to me, the absurdity of this argument. Now everybody is into free speech. Was anybody concerned with Tim Tebow and the NFL telling him he couldn't have his Christian verses, his biblical verses on his stickers, on under his eyes? You think that The View came to his defense? Oh, poor guy, you know, you should really have, you know, be allowed to do that. No. And these are the same people that are defending Antifa, that are defending these masked thugs who are beating up Trump protesters. Because for the left, look, it's that free speech is only the speech that they like. Free speech is only for their conforming views. But in this case, they just don't even understand. They don't even understand what free speech is. It has nothing to do with free speech. All right, I got to go. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, back right after this.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
You know what the greatest thing about Sweet James is? You get a real guy. He's a real guy. He's a real person. You can call him. You can talk to him. And that's what you want from an attorney, right? You're not calling a nameless, faceless organization, some big out-of-state law firm or referral service. You're calling attorney Sweet James Bergener, the one, the only lawyer we trust here on the program, here on Sam Nation, to represent you in the event of an injury, an auto accident, car accident, right? Any kind of motorcycle accident, dog bite, even cat bite. It's happened. I know you doubt me, but it's true. Cats can get vicious. Jane's got an excellent track record. He's won over $400 million for his clients. It's a huge amount of money, and he continues to deliver phenomenal results day in and day out. So if you've been injured, if you need some help, call him, get the skinny, know what you got to do, because what's the worst thing you can do? Try to do it on your own. Don't do that. Don't do that. Call Sweet James instead. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, back talking about this NFL controversy. And just to repeat this, it's bad for the NFL and good for Trump. People disagree with that. And because it's being on the side, being pro national anthem is good. It may not be the winning argument in San Francisco, for example, inside a liberal bubble. But for most of the country, the American flag is a big deal. Patriotism is a big deal. And by the way, when it comes to this country, it's one of the few things that really unites us. I mean, aren't we supposed to, as Democrats, as Republicans, as left, as right, all have our disagreements, but still unite and celebrate and show respect to our flag? That's the part of this that is just mystifying to me. And that's where, by kowtowing to the most extreme faction within the Democratic Party, that's what this BLM thing is. That's what this whole America is racist, America's flawed, and we're gonna kneel for the anthem until things are right. What a load of what is that? I've gone to a lot of political rallies, okay? I've been to a lot of political events. It always opens with a sometimes even a Pledge of Allegiance, but certainly with an anthem. It's a big thing. And by the way, I may not be a big football fan. I'm an Angels fan. I go out, I see the Angels, I play. One of the best things about baseball, which is otherwise kind of a boring sport, the best thing about baseball is what? It's so patriotic. It's so American. It's just fantastic. And I want to go to a game, and I want to get some peanuts, and I want to get a hot dog, and I want to sit there, and I want to forget about politics. And now this thing supposedly is going to spread. This is death. This is total, that we're watching these sports leagues commit suicide on live television. Now you saw the NASCAR. NASCAR stepped up and they said, no, we're not joining any of these protests. We love America. Of course. Who do you think goes to NASCAR races? I mean, if those drivers did that at a NASCAR race, they might just get like drawn and quartered right there. So you saw Dale Earnhardt Jr. He said, "Oh, I definitely don't side. You know, he's the one guy right now in NASCAR that's speaking out against Trump on this. Terrible move, terrible losing move. It's career suicide. I understand, but you know, it's the interesting thing here is what it's exposed and what it's told us about the NFL. And I want to spend some time to develop this, so I'm gonna do this next segment. But there's something here. This has been brewing for a while, and it tells us something about the NFL that's important to know. And it's not a unique affliction in corporate America. It's not a unique affliction. And you'll be interested to hear this. So don't go anywhere. Okay. Be right back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Now, here is what the big takeaway is from this NFL controversy, the take a knee movement. The NFL is no different, sadly, than most corporations, large corporations in America. The number one big myth out there is that big business is conservative. That business is conservative. It's wrong. Small business is conservative, and big business is left-wing. Hugely so. When you look at the boards of big companies from Coke to IBM, Microsoft, obviously the tech companies is a little bit different. But in general, they're all leftists. Why? Because big business and big government go hand in hand. Now, you look at these players. To me, these players are stupid pawns in this whole game. I mean, for the most part, these guys, look, I mean, there are some smart players out there. I'm going to get, no, it's not a racist thing. Everybody's trying to make this into a racist term. No, for some of these guys, they've gone from high school to the NFL, okay? They're not necessarily college educated. Some of them are. Most of them aren't. All right. But what is this about? It's about the NFL. There's people within the NFL, within the organization, including the commissioner himself, who are leftists. And by the owners. The owners are really, they're franchisees. You saw what happened, by the way, most recently, I think in sports, it was, oh my goodness, Sterling, right? With the Clippers. You know, they took his team away from him because he was controversial. They literally took his team away. You think somebody, my business, by the way, nobody can take my business away from me because I say something controversial. Okay? For now, at least, right? It doesn't exist. But when you own a team inside of a franchise, you've got a franchise inside of a bigger corporation, which is what the NFL is, your ownership rights are subject to that larger entity, which in this case is the NFL. And so that's why you're seeing people go sort of lockstep in all of this. And I don't know if this was intended, but I do think it's brilliant. You know, by Trump made this, he made this thing, you know, hey, you guys should fire those bums and get them off the field. Now, he's saying this to a bunch of multimillionaires and billionaire team owners. Now, what are these team owners thinking? Yeah, you're not going to tell me what to do. Yeah, that's right. Trump, screw you. And so they go out on the field and they join this crazy protest that nobody wants. For starters, the left is right now at this point in time completely out of touch. The party that is supposed to be in touch with the little man, that is supposed to be in touch with middle America, isn't. And who is the slowest among us to change? Big government, big politicians, and big business. And in this sense, the NFL is no different than Hillary Clinton and all the rest, the entire cabal of tone-deaf Democrats. They just don't get it. They think they're doing the right thing. They got baited by Trump. They fell into the trap, and now they will reap what they sow. And it's not pretty. No, the Kings will not kneel. The Kings are on tomorrow night. And I'm off, but don't you worry. I'll be back on Wednesday, 7 p.m. So, talk to you then.